Blog Talk Radio.
Seen it all, we've been through it all, yo. That's how niggas know right now. Yo, the mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
That's what it's the truth.
Lil' Kim. B.I.G.
All right.
Yo. Blowing niggas with busty ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains, it pours and all. Hitting with the fall, don't even know him from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Bitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gat. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumps it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumps it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my nigga rock, like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor, I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Just suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M O B B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. Bruh, yeah, wish I lived a life I live. Yo, Prodigy, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it, makes the projects love it. You come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangsta. How we rock while you watch. Attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns. We get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get to running. For the men's get to jumping, the fans get to thumping. MOBV got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
Hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomb the hoochies with precision. My intentions to get richer with that and double OP. Dog, my fucking homie. Use a cold ass nigga on them all.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun because they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the coat room waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on the niggas' mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm gonna get smart and get defensive and shit. And put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate. Two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown. The shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you're savage. They all forget the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P. She niggerina. I got a house out in the hills right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer. But my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Regal. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfuck the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas been down for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony, I never stop bailing me. Motherfucking G's. If you got a better floor, another woman. Two of them ever smoke one.
Most definitely, we got two legendary artists that we definitely going to have to just take the time out and honor. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it wasn't for Pac and Prodigy, I don't know if I'd even be in hip-hop right now. You know what I'm saying? So
man, It's crazy.
Yeah, man, like, real talk. We lost Prodigy today of Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? A lyrical fucking genius. You know, he's 42 years old and died from complications of sickle cell. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this shit real out here, man. Make sure y'all live every day as if it's your last. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he's a legendary artist. The first track we played, of course, y'all already know what it is. One of them classics.
The quiet song, baby.
Woo!
The quiet song. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains and pours.
Hey, yes. And you know, we want y'all to just call in and just spit your favorite pop song, spit your favorite Prodigy verse. You know what I'm saying? And just try to let's go ahead and celebrate, you know, the life and the legacy of two amazing artists who...
Real hip-hop, man. Definitely the foundation of hip-hop helped build and, you know, build the whole hip-hop pyramid. So you got to show love to, you know, some of the forefathers that, you know, help build hip hop the way it is and shape it to the way it is today.
Exactly, exactly. The thing is, it's crazy because most of the people out there now, I mean, I'm with the new school all the way. Don't get me wrong. You feel me? I love me some Rich Homie Quan, Lil Uzi Vert. You feel me? But it's something about the essence of the era of 99, the 90s, the early 2000s. Like, rappers then was on some lyrical shit. Like, you just couldn't sell records because you look fly or you got on skinny jeans. Like, you really have to apply them bars and actually being able to grow up in that era. You feel me? I'm definitely grateful to have a chance to, you know, be inspired by these artists. How about you, LC?
Well, most definitely. I remember, going all the way back to, you know, Pac when he was first with, you know, doing a Humpty Dump. You know what I'm saying? And so basically, people like Heavy D, all of these guys that were spinning in big, of course. And so just the whole legacy, I was speaking with, you know, several of my associates, and we was talking about how, like, the old school music, old school hip-hop was back in the day and how it's changed tremendously, but not to discredit, you know, the new school, because it's a whole different culture out there. You know, and they're doing their thing. And, of course, if you're a hip-hop head, you know, of course you're not just going to write the new school off. At the same time, you have to give respect and just due to all of the forefathers that helped build hip-hop. You know, without the Mobb Deeps, the Tupacs, the Biggies, the Lil' Kim, you know, and me personally, I feel like Lil' Kim, you know, as well as Salt and Pepper, you know, they laid the foundation, as well as Queen Latifah, they laid the foundation for female artists to get in their foot inside the game, because there wasn't no one respecting female rap artists until Queen Latifah came out on the scene, you know, and a lot of people started getting their mind right about judging and discrediting female artists. So, you know, without all of these people, it made hip-hop what it is today.
Most definitely. I agree, like, 100%. You know what I'm saying? If it was not for those artists, you know what I'm saying, no one would be, like, out spitting the way they do. I think this conversation came up a couple of days ago. You know, someone asked me who was Pac, Heavy D, all these old school people. And I'm like, well, shit, all you got to do is listen to Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and Jay-Z, and you'll know who the fuck they are. Because without them, you would have no Jay-Z. You would have no, you know, Kendrick Lamar, all
I think, not to cut you off, I think that a lot of artists is drawn away from that because a lot of artists, A&R, rep, labels, start saying, hey, well, maybe if we put out this. And, you know, they really try something different. And when they start hearing that, shake that laugh and tap and stuff like that, they start seeing it sell. So a lot of artists that was coming into, you know, the forefront of rap start wanting to just do it just to sell instead of, you know, doing it for the culture of music and actually have substance inside of their song, you know, a message, you know, because back in the day it was a lot of messages in songs. Now it's just, hey, right. I want to throw this money. I want to see your girl shake their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why Kendrick Lamar is so great at what he does, because I really think he could just drop in an album and it's going to be certified off the intro or Grammy nominated, whatever, because it's just the next level. Him, Andre 3000, these people talk about stuff that you make you want to make. They paint a picture, and, you know, they tell stories inside their songs. So it's a lot of artists out there besides him as well. But, you know, they don't get the same, you know, they don't have the same spotlight he does. But, you know, like, I think I'm in the same way, Most Def the same way. But, you know, a lot of people are big to deal with it. And so, you know, it is what it is, but I just feel like, you know, a lot of artists just gave up on actually having a message inside these songs.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'm definitely feeling what you're saying. The industry does have a way of actually changing an artist to fit the mold and the perception of what they want you to hear. Basically, is programmed. You feel me? TV programming, radio programming. Mm-hmm. Hate to say it, but I mean it is what it is. They want you to think mm-hmm. a certain way. And you know, I actually had a chance to watch the All Eyes on Me mm-hmm. movie. You know what I'm saying? The pop. And I was actually surprised at some of the shit that I see. Not only that, I was surprised at, you know, the reviews that I seen online. You got 50 Cent saying, oh, that shit was trash. But yet you got somebody that appreciate the West Coast, the game. He was saying, well, shit, it's hard as fuck to feel somebody's shoes like Tupac. So, of course, motherfuckers is going to say, well, you know, the shit was whack. But at the end of the day, you know, Demetrius Jr., he did his thing playing Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Because those are some big-ass shoes to fill. Not only that, when we come back from the next pop joint, we will be giving out tickets to see All Eyes on Me. All you got to do is call 646-787-8397 and spit
All Eyes on Me.
Yeah. Yeah, All
Eyes
on Me.
So if you want those tickets, please call in and we'll be more than gladly to hook you up to go see Pop, the legacy of Pop before your eyes.
Real talk. Y'all know what it is. Hype Mic Radio. Let's go.
Hey. Third World. Hype Mic.
ATL, what it is.
I'm back, baby.
Cause they know that she know and we know. Cause they know that she know and we know. Cause they know that she know what we know. Cause they know that she know what we know. Cause Shawty know that she be on the flyin'. And he know that he be on the grindin'. She know what we know.
Hey, poppin' bottles, top models, first class on a fancy flight. The man look all these bands, make all the girls wanna turn the tight. Fast like my team win, they going out or we going in. Friend, I'd rather spend like the money on place they never been. All teams, custom beans, foreign cars like an import. Export on the best source, all they follow me like an escort. Black ports, it's hot resorts, my briefs all set like a passport. My whole team
Pass the fork and I need to circulate like a passport.
This here call for a celebration. You need to get some other niggas out the hay. See, that's the real reason why they always caving like an old roof that lost its maintenance. I never crack like an old pavement. My sense keep bottles like a pack of soul. When I flash the dough, this cash will flow. Nigga, ass home.
We know, she know, we know. Cause they know that she know and we know. Cause they know that she know what we know.
Gotta know a little.
They know that she
hey.
Know.
Under me, get off of me.
Cause I don't wipe and spit.
Okay,
swap them out, call, block yeah. your bitch money, my rent money. Return that red box.
We know, cause she know that she know what we know. Cause she know that she know what we know.
Shawty know that she be on the fly, yeah.
Class on a fancy flight. Fuck your man, look all these bands. Make all the girls wanna turn the dice. Popping bottles, top models. First class on a fancy flight. Fuck your man, look all these bands. Make all the girls wanna turn the dice. Popping bottles, top models. First class on a fancy flight. Fuck your man, look all these bands. Make all the girls wanna turn the dice. Popping bottles, top models. First class on a fancy flight. Fuck your man, look all these bands. Make all the girls wanna turn the dice.
Hey, what's good, y'all? That been jumping, right? Y'all know what it is. It's Hype Mike Radio at Lady Flame 11. Mr. Hype Mike in the building. That was Turn, our newest single. Hey, y'all know we're going to be filming that in South Beach on the 6th of July. So make sure y'all in the building, extras, media, whoever want to get in the motherfucking video, they have a cameo. Hey, y'all know what it is. Getting back to the subject at hand, we're talking about hip-hop. We're talking about the passing of Prodigy today at the age of 42 years old. Like I said earlier, he died of complications from sickle cell. And not only that, you know, with the release of the Tupac film, we just want to have a show to commemorate, you know, all the fallen legends, man, because this shit is getting real. Like, you know, we really don't have too many real artists out there that's spitting. You know what I'm saying? I know LC was saying Kendrick Lamar and, you know, Andre 3000 earlier. So, hell, call in. Give us your opinion. Like, who's spitting right now, in your opinion? And, you know, we got that contest going on right now. Call in, spit your favorite Tupac verse, get them tickets, y'all. So, LC, now, how can you describe, like, you know, what's going on? I know you said the industry got a lot to do with the reason why hip-hop is at a downfall right now. Is there any artists in particular, you know what I'm saying, that's really fucking up the game? Per se.
Nah, I'm not gonna pay no sides to anybody because, like I said, I'm a true artist. I'm a true hip hop. I know what hip hop was until now, and I don't discredit the younger generation or the culture that's out there now because I actually rock with them. And people have to understand with time, you know, come with a different culture of music. It's everything subject to change. Like, who's to say your pop was still alive, he wouldn't be featured on Amigos song. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say that? Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, Pac love rapping. He love hip hop. Even though he still might have a message inside of his verse. You know what I mean? But who's to say that? So, I know there's a lot of artists out there that just make music just to make money. It's all about the money. So, you know, it's almost like you losing your integrity for money.
Right.
Like you selling your integrity, you selling your art, you know, your art form for money and just get on there like a monkey with a tambourine. If they say get on stage and be a monkey with a tambourine, you're going to be a monkey with a tambourine instead of saying true to who you are. And so,
right,
you know, it's all about studying and throwing money nowadays. You know, that's a younger generation. But, you know, it's a lot of hip-hop heads, you know, because I actually spoke with a lot of younger people. I mean, 19, 18, they know hip-hop at its greatest. So, you know, everybody needs to go back. And if you, like, younger, like you 19, 18, 17, or, you know, even 21, 20 to 25, I, you know, encourage you to go back and listen to the roots of music. You know where we came from. And, you know, where we are today. And so
right,
that what makes you a hip-hop head. And that's how you can see how far we came.
I'm definitely feeling that, you know, just off top, you know, what you're saying, just going back and studying, you know, the greats, studying the blueprints on how, you know, Jay-Z made it or how Diddy made it. I seen a video online. I actually posted it on my page, Shanti's Lady Flame Cheatham Facebook. And I posted it on Antonio LSP, Mr. Hype Mike Facebook. Just basically, you know, Diddy was like, shit, you got to motherfucking work in this game like nonstop. You know what I'm saying? You want to be great. These people been out for so long, and they're just now making it. Now, we got an interesting theory coming up on the next show. I ain't going to be no spoiler, but me and LC, we be going back and forth on some rap shit. You know, we some hip-hop heads, for real, for real. And, you know, he brought some interesting facts to me about your boy Drake. You feel me? And I'm like, damn, you got a point. And he made some interesting facts about Wayne. So if y'all want to hear what the fuck went down in that debate, y'all better stay tuned for the next show. It's going to be Thursday at 11:30, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, man. Now, we get ready to wrap up this show. We're going to continue to praise your boys, you know what I'm saying, Tupac and Prodigy all week long. So those tickets are still up for grabs. We will be promoting the number and the link to the show so y'all can go ahead and call in, spit that shit. Y'all don't be scared. And then it was Talent Tuesday. So Talent Tuesday, call in, freestyle, sing, whatever you got to do. You feel me? But we're going to leave y'all on a note, man. What you got to say to the people before we get out of here, LC?
Well, me personally, I'm doing the Prodigy Challenge all this week. So if you have social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, go ahead and upload a picture of your boy Prodigy on there and change, you know, rock your boy Prodigy, you know, just to show respect, you know, to the family as well as to hip-hop too. If you're a hip-hop head and all on social media tonight, I am going to be doing the Prodigy Challenge. So whoever rock with your boy and love hip-hop, man, make sure to go on Facebook, change the profile picture to your boy Prodigy, and rock out with him and let him know that he is truly missed.
Y'all know what it is. I'll be changing my profile picture tonight. Everybody on the Hype Mike team, y'all make sure y'all upload them photos, change that shit. It is what it is, man. Rest in peace, Prodigy. Salute Tupac. Salute Demetrius Jr., who played Tupac. And everybody that's rocking with real hip-hop, man, we're going to leave y'all with some pop in this motherfucker. Nah, I think we're going to go out with some motherfucking Mob Deep like we came in this bitch. Quiet Storm, y'all. Keep rocking. Until next time, Hype Mike Radio. Let's go.
Yo, blowing niggas with busty ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains, it pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Bitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gat. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's some real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumps it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumps it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my nigga rock like the fuck a lot. My Brooklyn.